The summer college baseball season gets underway this week. The St. Joseph Mustangs will be at home this Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. It all gets underway today, though. Mustangs Fan Fest at Phil Welch Stadium. We're joined by CEO and President of the St. Joseph Mustangs, Kai Turner. Kai, it's an extremely busy time. Appreciate you sitting down to chat with us here as things getting rolling. And kind of give us this from your perspective. A lot of people look at that Memorial Day holiday as a chance to kind of sit back, remember loved ones, but also kind of take a deep breath and prepare themselves for the summer that's to come. And I feel like that's kind of a sign for you that, hey, baseball season's officially here.
Yeah, I'm actually sitting here at the stadium right now. I thought FanFest started 2 hours ago, so I'm wondering where everyone's at.
You're a little early.
I hope people show up tonight. But, it's kind of a summertime tradition. We always start around this time of year, and it's always an exciting time. Exciting time for a lot of people. For me, a little bit of a stressful time. I try to do these last things around the stadium. Fortunately, we have a lot of good help and people that are involved in this. And you're familiar with that, Mr. Tritton. And but we're ready to have a little bit of fun.
Now, for those that are wondering, gates open tonight at Phil Welch Stadium at 5 o'clock for Fan Fest. Things really start to get underway at 5:30. We're recording this around 10 a.m., so Kai did show up pretty early thinking folks were going to be rolling in case you were wondering. But, yeah, it's a stressful time for you because there's a lot coming, and obviously you want to have things ready to go once fans do walk through the gates tonight as well as tomorrow. But you always have a lot of fun things up your sleeve and plans for the upcoming year. Give us a feel for what folks can expect once they do walk through the gates for this summer.
You know, I'll tell you, like, this is kind of like each baseball season, it's like my own child, and I'm getting ready to give birth. I think I'm dilated to a 9 right now.
I did not see that coming. All right.
Anyway, we're back here to have fun, and if you're not having fun, you're doing something wrong. But Mustangs baseball, I think it's 14 years, 15 years, I don't know. Well, 13. I think we turned 14 this year.
Because 09 was the first year, right?
What's that?
09 was the first season, correct?
It was. And so that was the same year my daughter was born, and I guess she'll be 14 this year, so I should know that. But I think for us, like, we've always got to continue to innovate. We don't want to keep doing the same thing just because. And so the world changes from 2009 to 2015 to 2023. And so we're here to adapt and, keep people on their toes. Our big thing is, when we go through our training and people come through here, if they're smiling, they're having fun, then we're doing something right. And so that's really how our barometer is, are people laughing? Are they enjoying themselves? Are they having a good time? And if they are, great. We're going to continue that. And if they're not, then we're going to switch it up and, do something different. I mean, even some of like our between inning games, I've had some of them, we've already went through it and practiced them, trained on them. And just last night, I think I was staring into space for 20 minutes. Usually that's me at the buffet line trying to figure out which dessert to take. But in this case, it was trying to figure out, just a slight tweak to a game. And we're always trying to get better. And this year is that continued evolution that you see from year to year, just building upon that experience. And so I think people will be pleasantly surprised to see some of their, the favorite stuff that they've had in the past, but then also some new things here. The whole thing is just community, having fun with people, that you don't know, becoming one big giant family, come together for a common cause of baseball, which, what's better than summertime baseball? And, being able to have fun for, every level of your family, whether it's your kids or grandparents or somewhere in between.
Well, you mentioned from 2009 to 2023, the world has changed. And of course, we think about it, it's changed drastically. You think about what we went through 2020 and COVID-19 and the season that was shut down and a lot of things around that went away, never came back. And summer college baseball is one that can be a little bit fickle. And you have to make sure folks are having a good time. You're putting a good product out there. And this is a Mustangs organization that continues to be family friendly. It's an inexpensive and fun time to spend a nice weeknight or weekend tonight. But then at the same time, the winning continues as well. And through all this, you've also taken on a different role now, purchasing the team and not only being the CEO and president, but you're the guy who's signing all the checks too. What's this like, the business venture for you and having a year under your belt as the owner of the team?
I think COVID, you bring that up, what the pandemic taught us that you can't take anything for granted. Nothing's guaranteed. Take advantage. All those sayings that you might roll your eyes at back in your younger days. Matt, for you, that would be when you were 45. But I'm not calling you old.
I'm younger than you, actually.
The stuff that we took advantage for. I mean, I think that's what COVID taught us is the perspective and opportunity. And so we're going to go out there every day and have a good time. If it's chance of rain, before you might get depressed and just about, well, here we go, rain, or you look outside and it's 120 degrees and humid. And for us, every day is an opportunity. I don't know that I've drastically changed the way we've done things since I purchased the team. Obviously, we came up with a new nickname on a couple of games, the Tenderloins, which has been a lot of fun. Sometimes we'll take a few chances elsewhere. I mean, that's what summer baseball is about, just having fun. And so not to say that Dan, loved to have fun himself. But I think for me, when something is your own, it just, it's different. And so we're out here to just make the most out of each opportunity when someone comes through here with their family. I'm here every game. And so I try my best to put myself through the guest shoes, even though I do wear a size 17. They fit a little bit tighter, most of these guests. But I just view it through their eyes and how we can continue to make this the best experience for people who come to a Mustangs game.
St. Joseph Mustangs season gets underway Wednesday. They'll be at home. Fan Fest is coming up tonight. They'll be at home for their first Tenderloins game on Friday. Then on Saturday, that is this Saturday, June 3rd, against Nevada. It is Northwest Missouri State night with the Mustangs. So a lot of great opportunities to get out, see your local summer college baseball team.
And Matt, you'll be here which nights? I just want to make sure those listening, they hear the sound of your smooth, delectable voice throughout the day. And they might want a chance to meet you as well.
Well, I'm penciling in June 3rd as, again, Northwest night. You can't not be there for the Bearcats. And then after that, it's just going to kind of be sporadic. I need to get a Tenderloins game in. I like to get a weeknight game that, maybe we get some buddies, a few from Maryville, a few from Kansas City to kind of converge there. And
sounds like you're bragging.
Heckle Chris Roush a little bit. Well, they're your friends too. Heckle Chris Roush with KQ2, if he's working. I don't expect he will be. But, so I've got a few that I've got in my mind, but I don't want to put out there in case people show up. Then I end up showing up the night before like Tim Hanna would do.
Now, Matt, you tell me, you've covered the team since almost the beginning.
Almost, yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. And then, you've also spent a year or two working here. Let's just say it was a year because you didn't spend that long here. But
Well, the Bearcats came calling,
So so you spent some time here. You've got a different perspective. What do you see how the Mustangs have changed over the years?
I think it's just the continued development of the on-field games, which are fun, but then they continue to get better, and the high quality that comes with that. And this is going to sound like people are going to be like, "What are you talking about? It's baseball and the games and this and that." I love the fact that the food and the concessions and the menu consistently changes to where it's not – I mean, you got your burgers and dogs, and you get your popcorn, whatever you want to get with, like, the baseball, features there. But now we talked about having the Blackstone down the third baseline that'll have kind of like some premium kind of cool sandwiches there. You've had pizza go through the snow cones, which my five-year-old will stand in line for 4 hours just to get one of those snow cones, which are fantastic. The food out on the party deck is always terrific, and that is always a fantastic place to watch a game. So, I don't know. I love the different vantage points. It's an old-school stadium, but you've got so many newer amenities that come in with it. It's not really resting on your laurels. So I know that we've had some interns that year that I was with you that they really just loved the ballpark fare of eating as many hot dogs and hamburgers every single night that they could. And I respect that.
That's the thing for us is, a visit to Phil Welch is different for everybody, whether it's cheering on the team, whether it's playing a game, whether it's coming here with your team, maybe trying some of the food. It means something different for everyone. And so we're just trying to do the best we can to no matter what, why you visit Phil Welch, that, it's to your liking, and we try our best to surpass your expectations.
You probably have had about 12 or 15 different television reporters you've worked with since you started with the team back in 09. Who is your favorite?
I'd have to go with Jim Bly, the science guy. He's one of KQ2's finest and really knocked it out of the park. Sports director, I believe, 2011 through 2014.
That's Chris's dad, right?
Jim Bly.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Kai Turner, thank you for the time. Once again, the St. Joseph Mustangs Fan Fest at Philwell Stadium tonight. Gates open at 5 o'clock. The home opener, season opener, coming up tomorrow at 7 o'clock there in St. Joseph.
Did you say 5 o'clock? Because I've got a long time to wait.
You've got about 7 hours still to go.
Well, I'll keep the lights on.
All right. Thanks for the time, Kai.
Thanks, Matt.